After 2 weeks of hosting the world's best para-athletes in biathlon and cross-country skiing, Prince George has further cemented its international reputation as a city that can get the job done right. 8 days of competition that brought 200 athletes from 16 countries for the Para-Biathlon World Championships, Para-Nordic World Cup Finals wrapped up Sunday at Otway Nordic Centre, and by all accounts the host committee, backed by the city and the Caledonia Nordic Ski Club, knocked it out of the park. Athletes, coaches, team leaders, race officials, and international dignitaries raved about how well organized the race events were and the warm reception they received from volunteers and city residents who greeted them in their travels. Everything from organization and timing of the races, the planning that went into preparing the courses, the wheelchair-accessible buses from diversified transportation that brought them to the venues, the medal ceremonies and the food and hotel accommodations drew 5-star ratings. Even the fickle weather gods cooperated. A warm and relatively snowless winter was followed by 3 weeks of cold temperatures and snowfalls that measured close to a foot in February. The cold made it possible for the club's snowmaking equipment to cover the trails under a 45-centimeter base of artificial snow, and the real stuff that came later was gravy for groomers who had what they needed to set their tracks for the race courses. John Aalberg, a 2-time Olympian in cross-country skiing from Norway who served as general manager of Whistler Olympic Park during the 2010 Olympics, was chief of competition for both Prince George events this month. Aalberg oversaw course development for the 2002 Olympics at Soldier Hollow, Utah, and also helped design the trails at Callahan Valley for the 2010 Olympics, Paralympics in Vancouver, Whistler. He was also a race official at the 2019 World Para-Nordic Championships in Prince George, and he said the city deserves the highest accolades for what it accomplished over the past 2 weeks hosting the races. The team said it best, they want everybody to do what Prince George did for their future events, setting the standard for what they wish to see, and that's good to hear, Aalberg said. Everybody got together and the volunteers were amazing. That's what Prince George is known for. We have certain key volunteers who were there every day. It's not like it happens by itself, there's a lot of work and the staff did an amazing job. Whether you have 50 skiers or 500 skiers, it's the same amount of work if you want to deliver to that standard. Otway's transformation into a world-class facility began with the improvements made for the 2015 Canada Winter Games, which resulted in construction of the biathlon range, timing facilities, the race maze trail system, and a private donation from Rick Bale family later that year to light up those race trails. Under former club president Kevin Pettersson's leadership, Prince George won the right to host the 2019 World Para-Nordic Championships, which got the ball rolling on snowmaking infrastructure. Pettersson and the Caledonia Club used government grants and the 2019 World Para-Nordic Legacy Fund to cover the $1.5 million cost of the snowmaking system. In the lead up to 2024, the club doubled its well water capacity, boosted the electrical system, extended the water piping system, and bought 9 snowmaking guns to cover all the competition trails. I'm really thankful we expanded the snowmaking system over the past few years, said Pettersson, chair of the organizing committee. We had 3 1-week windows for snowmaking, and that made all the difference. If we didn't have the man-made snow, we would have been struggling through the warm weather. It got below zero most of the days, so it groomed well, and the warm temperatures and sunny weather made it amazing for the last few days there. They were skiing on good snow, which has been the exception for them this year for them. They've only had 2 other races, 6 other venues in Europe cancelled. Led by Paralympians Mark Ahrens, Natalie Wilkie, Mark Ahrens, Brittany Hudak and Derek Zaplatinsky, Canada did extremely well in both competitions and finished 3rd in the medal standings each week. Seeing Canadians racing to the podium gave the volunteers and spectators who lined the courses plenty of reasons to cheer. Definitely some amazing performances. Colin Cameron just pulled it out of the bag with the gold medal he won there. He didn't expect that at all, said Pettersson. Then to see him and Derek on the podium in the 20-kilometer race was cool. Race director George Zipfel of Germany, the Federation International Ski, FIS, representative, lent Pettersson the bib he wore for his 2 weeks in Prince George and promised he would be back to retrieve it at the next international event Otway will host. He informally asked Patterson to bring back the same events in 2027 or 2028. Hosting a para event, not everybody can do it, so I think once they find a club or a facility that can host it, you're in good standing, said Patterson. Domestically, Biathlon Canada is interested in us hosting another trials or national event again. Cross country would love us to host nationals as well, that's a huge event with 700 people. Economic impact of hosting this year's events is projected at $7 million. Hotel stays alone at Coast Pacific Hotel brought in close to $750,000. In addition to the snowmaking equipment, a further legacy of hosting three world competitions in 5 years will become more obvious this summer to Otway visitors when the club begins construction of a roller ski track. Backed by a $1 million provincial grant, the figure eight configuration will create a 3-kilometer paved surface that will allow Prince George to host summer biathlon races and bring training camps for biathletes and cross-country skiers on roller skis to the city. That's going to be a huge benefit to the local club and the athletes living and training there, especially for biathlon, said Ahlberg, from his home in Souk. It could also be used for these Paralympians. They can come there and have training camps because they also have roller ski or sit skiers that roll. Even for the recreational skiers, if you take it slow the first couple laps to maneuver the corners. It's amazing what the club has managed to do up there.